and is now already in the world, 1 John 4:1.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, as customarily, is Joel Skousen. Joel, are you there?
I am, Stan. Do you read me?
Yes, I do. You go right ahead and pick up and give us your analysis of the things that are going on in America today.
Well, we are talking about the election. I'm getting in my World Affairs brief that comes out today after the show, a rundown of my analysis on the election. And I've titled the U.S. Democracy, Have We Passed the Point of No Return? And yes, I know very well that this country was not crafted as a democracy. It was a republic of individual sovereign states. Democratic elements were certainly there, but they were strictly limited by a constitution, thus reining in lawmakers' possibilities, in the lawmaking possibilities of the majority. Rights of the individuals were stipulated, and the lawmaking authority was delegated to representatives of the states, not the people at large, as in a raw democracy. But our constitutional limits have been gradually interpreted away by the courts, and we have become more of a democracy than a republic, with all the inherent dangers of tyranny by the majority. What has become apparent after this week's victory for Obama is that adherents to limited government are no longer the majority in this nation. So where do we go from here? Well, first, let's analyze the results. Obama won all the swing states except North Carolina, gaining a total of 331, as Florida is going to go his way, to Romney's total of 206. The popular vote was much closer, of course, separated by a mere 3 million votes out of 120 million cast. As I predicted in the World Affairs brief, the powers that be pulled out all the stops to re-elect Obama. And it was a must-win election for two reasons. One, to preserve and solidify the implementation of Obamacare, that foot-in-the-door legislation leading to a total government control of health care in America. And two, to make sure that Romney, a non-insider, did not gain access to the White House. There are simply too many illegal operations and black operations going on, like the Benghazi stand-down order, and they fear that what a non-puppet president may see and object to. Now, do not confuse Romney's bending over backwards to please the establishment with being an insider. His acquiescence to them is a reflection of his excess ambition and blindness to conspiracy. Anybody who wants to please the establishment is not going to want to know anything about conspiracy, because they know that they could get, blackballed, if at the very mention of the word. The powers to be don't allow moral people inside the dark side of government. That's what excludes Romney as an insider. They may use them as useful idiots and fronts, but they don't let them inside. They want people against whom they have blackmailable offenses lots of dirt to make sure they are controllable. A puma has so many skeletons and has been afforded so much protection against discovery of his foreign status that he doesn't dare disobey orders. That's what they like, Stan. However, the polls may not have been skewed as I thought in order to protect Obama as the likely winner. I'm sure there was some push polling, but they may not have had to do too much this time. It appears that 12 million people stayed home that voted in 2008, which may have given an advantage to the millions of minorities and illegals that leftist brigades registered to vote for Obama. In other words, the results were skewed as much by illegal registrations as they were by electronic fraud. The Democratic political machines, the labor unions, and leftist activists like Acorn went all out, registering millions of ineligible voters and driving them to the polls to make sure they voted, and sometimes more than once at different locations. Controlled judges in swing states helped out by blocking new state voter ID requirements, even though it's normal in most states to require ID at the polls. Democratic pundits chimed in that the voter ID requirement was like the old poll tax, denying poor minorities access to the polls. But it was nothing of the sort. Every citizen has ID and can easily get one. It doesn't disenfranchise anyone except illegals, who shouldn't be voting anyway. In Pennsylvania, a judge simply blocked implementation until after the election, a blatant pro-Democrat political move. Well, it looks like there's now a solid block of pro-government votes that isn't going to shrink in size, especially as more austerity measures are imposed in future budget slowdowns. There will be no actual cuts in federal spending overall. In fact, we'll see a much faster growth in the benefit-corrupted majority as government uses the continual economic crises to bolster support for more government bailouts and aid, from unemployment compensation to disaster aid. Everyone seems to be for limited government until they want something that the free market will not give them. Well, sadly, it looks like we've crossed the point where good conservatives and libertarians have been outvoted. 20 million people, as I said, cast votes, which means that millions stayed home. The way that the Republicans mistreated Ron Paul supporters at the Tampa convention certainly ensured that most would never vote for Romney. But the majority of those that stayed home were too lazy and apathetic to vote, and are most likely, you know, not on our side. The possibility of vote fraud. Yes, I believe there was a lot of vote fraud going on, though most of it now goes on unseen in the bowels of computer tabulations, almost impossible to trace. However, we do see when impossible glitches surface like this one. Godfather Politics reported that a couple from Forest Park showed up at the polls, and they were told that they'd already voted by absentee ballot. Then it turned out that after a while, a number of other voters in the same precinct were told the same thing, that they'd already voted by. Of course, this is impossible. They hadn't voted. Somebody was stealing their votes. In one precinct in Pennsylvania, 99% had voted for Obama. Even in an all-black precinct, that kind of one-sided voting just doesn't happen unless there's fraud or coercion. Also, it is important to note that very little exit polling, Stan, occurred in this election, and almost none of it was reported. Exit polling is somewhat expensive, and a lot of times the universities do get college students out there to do exit polling, and it wasn't being done this year. It's almost like what exit polling claimed to be done was done by telephone to people asking them if they had voted. So without exit polling, these people are free to do as much vote fraud and the electronic tallies as they want, because we have nothing to compare it to. Apparently, the establishment did not want exit polling to showcase major differences with the official tallies. So, in summary, Stan, you know, even though I think the wave of benefit corrupted voters is getting bigger and bigger each year, I think it's got a point of no return.
We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Freedom, freedom goes away.
Hi, I'm Bruce Baker. I write songs that give people with conservative values a laugh, or maybe bring a tear to their eye. Hopefully, the songs will help people with liberal values to see the light of liberty. Please visit my website at www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker. You can hear full versions of several songs and see my video. There are links to download either iTunes or MP3 versions of the tunes on my new album, Mark's Larks. That's www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. And Joel, of course, is analyzing the election. Go right ahead, Joel. Joel? Joel Skousen, are you there? Well, I hope we haven't lost Joel. I was, of course, going into the background of all the things that were happening, and certainly there was voter irregularity. Probably millions of illegal immigrants voted, or perhaps not once, but many times. And, of course, nothing could be done to stop it. Certainly efforts to require voter identification were banned by federal legislation and by federal judges. Why would they do that? Because they wanted illegal immigration. And they want to go right ahead, Joel.
Yeah, I lost the connection. It was tough to get back in again. Anyway,
go ahead.
I was talking about vote fraud. With vote fraud being as hidden as it is now, it's really impossible to say, whether or not we really lost the majority in the votes anyway. But I suspect that we have. I suspect they didn't have to fudge as much as they have in previous years. Especially because about 12 million people who voted in 2008 didn't vote this time. And I suspect a lot of those may have been fundamentalist Christian conservatives who harbor some anti-Mormon sentiments and just didn't want to vote for Romney. But it's almost impossible to find out what's going on. It was a very powerful, resistance to the small government agenda that we've been pushing, and I'm afraid that at some point it is inevitable, whether or not it's already here or happens in the next election, when we forever lose the majority and are always a permanent minority in this country. And that's when it really is a game changer. It changes how we have to fight, and I'll discuss that. I'm discussing that in this World Affairs Brief. So let me go on and talk about the congressional results. The House remains in Republican hands, 234 to 195 Democrats. But establishment hacks like John Boehner needs to be replaced if conservatives expect to defund Obamacare and other leftist causes, because that's the only thing that Republicans do. And now, of course, there'll be a lot of pressure for them to compromise and to move this logjam. There'll be tremendous pressure from the media. And you'll watch John Boehner will accede and say, well, we have to vote on something. And so they'll vote to pass a lot of these big bill, spending bills, when they should actually be shutting down government, even if they take the blame. The Senate gained, unfortunately, in Democratic strain. Now they Now they have 54 Democrats to 45 Republicans, which combined with the predictable liberal Republicans means that there is a real chance the president can push through dangerous UN treaties and liberal Supreme Court nominees that would not otherwise pass in the former Congress. There were about 8 to 9 key Senate races, and the Democrats won them all except for Mississippi, where Roger Wicker, mainstream Republican, defeated Albert Gore, not the Albert Gore of the global warming fame, but a distant relative. There were key House losses as well for two black conservatives. Alan West will probably lose, even though there's going to be a recount. He's a very strong conservative. And Mia Love of Utah, challenging Democrat Scott Matheson. Conservative libertarian Art Robinson lost his second bid to unseat the very corrupt Democrat Peter DeFazio of Oregon. DeFazio put up billboards misrepresenting Robinson's positions, deceptively making them look like they were done by Robinson himself, and not putting on the billboard as required by law, large letters saying this was done by the DeFazio campaign. Robinson is suing him in court for millions of dollars, but I doubt the courts in Oregon will back up Robinson. They'll just simply say you've got to go to the Election Commission with your complaints. Representative Roscoe Bartlett, Republican of Maryland, long 10-term conservative incumbent, lost his seat due to gerrymandering in his district. It was redrawn to include many Democrats. Florida Democrat Joe Garcia defeated conservative David Rivera. And in Texas, Republican freshman Pico Canseco was defeated. California elected many new Democratic representatives as the state turned increasingly to the left. There were some saves for conservatives in the House. Representative Michelle Bachmann squeaked out a narrow fourth term by defeating Democrat Jim Graves. Steve King of Iowa defeated Kristi Vilsack, the former First Lady of Iowa. You know, Stan, I've never been able to quite understand why Iowa, in this conservative belt of states, you know, like Nebraska and others, tends to always go Democratic. Have you figured that out?
No, other than probably it reflects the control of the media there. The media has such a powerful, powerful control over how people vote.
That's true. Des Moines is the liberal center, as it is, you know, it's always a liberal major urban area in every state, and they tend to control the major newspaper, and it tends to enforce that all the way down through. But fortunately, staunch conservative libertarian Justin Amash won re-election in Grand Rapids, Michigan by 9 points. However, that victory was down from 22 points in his last election, so there's definitely a trend going on here. Small businessman and Texas State Representative Randy Weber won Ron Paul's vacated seat in the 14th District of Texas, defeating former Democratic Congressman Nick Lamson. While Weber is no Ron Paul, he was voted the most conservative member of the Texas State House. So let's address the question, did the anti-Romney vote sink the GOP? The Ron Paul movement is the largest anti-establishment pro-Constitution movement in the country. The total votes for Ron Paul in the primaries was about 1.2 million. Due to all the reports of vote fraud, it was probably more like 1.3 million. There are an estimated additional 100,000 to 200,000 in independent ranks who did not vote in Republican primaries who would have voted for Paul had he been in the general election. The most recent totals I have for the vote cast for third-party candidates is just shy of 2 million. Libertarians got 1.3 million. That's the largest that they've ever gotten. The largest previous to this was about 970,000. Green Party candidate Mrs. Stein got 400,000. Constitution Party Virgil Good got 110,000. Peace and Freedom Party under Roseanne Barr, another leftist party, got 50,000. Justice Party under leftist Rocky Anderson got 35,000. And there were a smattering of other votes, 150,000. Not voted for the two main parties. So that's a total of about 2 million. The popular vote difference between Romney and Obama was about 3 million. So even if all the constitutional libertarian votes had gone to Romney, it would not have equaled the difference in popular vote. However, if we consider only the swing states, it may have given Romney the minimum win necessary. In four states, New Hampshire, Florida, Ohio, and Virginia, the margin of victory for Obama was considerably less than the total of Ron Paul supporters voting. But if we assume that all the Ron Paul people voted third party, it would have been enough votes. But that's not a good assumption. Some of the Ron Paul people must certainly have voted for Romney as the lesser of two evils. And thus, we cannot be sure that all of those votes would have accrued to Romney. In like manner, almost all of the Green Party, Peace and Freedom, and Freedom and Justice Party votes would have accrued to Obama, somewhat negating, a lot of the protest vote from the Libertarian right. My conclusion is that Ron Paul protest vote was close to denying Romney the victory, but only in the swing states, and we'll never know for sure. Nevertheless, it's my feeling, Stan, that it doesn't pay for Republicans to vent their anger at principled people further to the right who won't vote for the lesser of two evils. I say save your anger for the unthinking moderates and liberals who are now the majority and getting bigger. They're the real enemy of liberty, not the Ron Paul people. And all, much of this, of course, I accrue to, millions of Americans being swayed each election by sophisticated globalist shills for government through on the mainstream television channels people watch, the bad public education system, which continues to push socialism and denies people the proper understanding of limited government. Key ballot issues were lost in this election, too. Florida voters rejected a ban on taxpayer-funded abortion. They rejected a measure that would exempted residents from Obamacare mandate. That also happened. It was also on the ballot in Florida, Wyoming, Alabama, and Montana. It's doubtful if the courts would allow those exemptions, claiming that federal law preempts state law. I would disagree with that somewhat. Although the Supreme Court, thanks to Justice Roberts betraying us, carved out the ruling that Obamacare tax was constitutional because it was a tax, even though Obamacare said it wasn't a tax. And it qualifies for federal preemption, as most federal taxes do. Now, the health care portion does not, however. The Supreme Court said that this, states can decline. And I predict that, unfortunately, a few states will exercise states' rights now to decline Obamacare because most of the legal battles appear to be lost. And most of them will give
in. And, of course, with that decision, while we've done away with certainly any restriction on the power of the federal government, now they can use the Commerce Clause to justify any federal control over our lives. And the Constitution as we know it, for all intents and purposes, is dead because of the action of one man, Justice Roberts, who betrayed everything he stood for some reason. We'll never probably know.
That's right. I'm sure, and that's why I've said for a long time, that nobody's allowed on the Supreme Court unless they have dirt on them, that they're controlled. And I think, whether or not there is suspicion that Roberts is a homosexual, and it's probably true. They obviously had something on him. Traditional marriage support has also suffered a big blow Tuesday after all four states that had ballot initiatives on same-sex marriage, Maryland, Maine, Minnesota, and Washington State, voted in favor of gay marriage. GMO labeling in California, Proposition 37, was defeated due to an unprecedented $45 million scare campaign funded by Monsanto and others. Several states are jumping on the bandwagon to approve, as well, property tax exemptions for military service personnel and veterans. They shouldn't be giving exemptions to those, rather to homeschoolers. And those who pay for private schooling, they're the ones who really deserve property tax exemptions, since most property taxes goes to pay public schools. Well, the mainstream explanation of Romney's loss is mostly about missteps in his professional campaign team. They point fingers at his advisors' mismanagement of the timing of his criticism of Obama during the attacks on the various embassies after the emergence of the anti-Muslim video provocation. When the ambassador of Libya was killed, the media allowed all that sympathy to accrue to Obama. But in any case, I think what was really going on there is that his advisors was keeping him from, making an issue of the bigger thing, which was the stand down. As David Larison said, within hours, on the advice of his foreign policy advisors, Romney approved a statement that accused Obama of sympathizing with anti-American interests in the Muslim world. That's a standard neocon charge that masks the globalist agenda, which promotes the Muslim threat to a greater extent than it really is. By sunrise the next day, it was clear that Romney had acted too quickly. The campaign learned that four Americans had been killed, as well as an American ambassador. Romney told his crew, "We screwed up." But his advisors told him if he took back his statement, the neoconservative wing of the party would take his head off. Now, this is very irony. I hope your listeners see the irony here. Romney's advisors themselves are neocons, and here they're telling him that other neocons are going to criticize him if he takes back his statement. When a candidate doesn't really know what side his advisors are on or refuses to see, it's easy for him to be manipulated in this kind of a manner. But isn't that something, Stan? Neocons telling Romney that the neocons, of course, Romney doesn't know his advisors are neocons. He's just hired the best and the brightest, according to Michael Chertoff and Associates. They're all insiders. They're all neocons. And they're pushing Romney to have the same neocon agenda as everyone else. And yet they have the audacity to threaten him with, oh, you can't do that because the neocons will blow your head off. But now that he has successfully neutered in the attack on Obama, Romney was even less able to take advantage as the story unfolded a month later about the stand-down orders to U.S. Special Forces, ensuring that the ambassador did not survive the attack. He also had five security
personnel. Hold that thought, Joe. We'll be back in a moment. Hold the thought.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
Sterling House of Greeley reminds listeners, in time of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage help keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder from Sterling House of Greeley at 1999 38th Avenue. For assistance or a tour, call Carrie Harden at 970-330-9500. That's 970-330-9500.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Freedom, freedom goes away.
Hi, I'm Bruce Baker. I write songs that give people with conservative values a laugh or maybe bring a tear to their eye. Hopefully, the songs will help people with liberal values to see the light of liberty. Please visit my website at www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker. You can hear full versions of several songs and see my video. There are links to download either iTunes or MP3 versions of the tunes on my new album, Mark's Larks. That's www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker.
Thank you.
Dr. Stan. I guess it's morning. Joel Skelton. And Joel, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get a trial copy of the World Affairs Brief and hopefully go ahead and subscribe to it. How can they get your books on preparedness? Because certainly people are going to have to prepare for the terrible times that lie ahead. And the one thing I can say without any hesitation is we're entering into a very, very difficult period, and the America we know has ceased to exist. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, if there was ever a time when people need to heed my advice, that we've been fighting this battle to save our country for many, many decades, Stan. You especially have been in the battle a long time. But I've always had this philosophy that while we fight for our liberty, we've got to prepare for a takedown. We've got to prepare to lose. I know that's anathema to many people who say you can't have a defeatist attitude, but nevertheless, you must prepare that we might not win. We must prepare that the globalists will bring war upon us. And that's what I've done, not only with my World Affairs Brief, which provides, I watch this carefully, and people need to subscribe if they're going to get early warning of when this great war is going to come upon us through the establishment. And I also take a lot of time in my World Affairs Brief to debunk false conspiracies. Now, I'm a believer in conspiracy, but there's a lot of false disinformation experts out there that are putting out bunk about, you know, military officers preparing a coup against Obama and things like that. A lot of hype about imminent collapse. There's not going to be imminent collapse of the dollar. People do have time to prepare. So people can get a free sample copy of the World Affairs Brief, especially today's edition, by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief and get copies of my books by going to my other website, joelskousen.com, spelled S-K-O-U-S-E-N. Those books, are showcased there, pictures of them, descriptions of them, a strategic relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, The Secure Home, my big book on everything you need to know about preparing a home for security and how to implement a high security shelter in the home. It's an architectural plan book of how to do a safe room in an existing basement. And I encourage all of you to order them from Radio Liberty because we want to support Stan's ministry, and he carries all three of these books.
And you can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Right ahead, Joel.
Well, you know, Romney's advisors have a tough job. Being neocons and globalists, they have a mission to appear to be helping him while quietly making sure that his campaign was not as effective as it could be. Romney was never allowed to venture towards taking advantage of Obama's secret background as a foreigner, the Birthergate issue. He was never allowed to focus on how Obama got wealthy, 8 to 14 million estimated wealth, when never having a salary over $100,000 until recently. He was talked into reneging on his anti-abortion promises and compromised on accepting a lot of Obamacare into his proposed reform of the euphemistically titled Affordable Health Care Act. None of these helped his appeal to his base, and it turned out Romney didn't get enough of the independent vote to make a difference. It was a lackluster campaign, as Romney was more interested in avoiding traps than making a difference. The establishment isn't satisfied with defeating Romney. This is an important point. They want to make sure that third parties or anti-establishment champions like Ron Paul never again gain traction. Justin Raimundo wrote about the shenanigans in California to keep third parties down. He said, take the case of Richard Wagner, the third party expert and political analyst, editor of Ballot Access News, who together with other interested parties sued the state of California so that all candidates would have an equal right to show their party label on the ballot. With the passage of an open primary law, which effectively abolishes third parties, California's third-party candidates couldn't even identify themselves on the ballot, just their name. The lawsuit failed, however, and the judge ruled that the plaintiffs had to pay the court costs of the big corporate money bags who had sponsored the open primary legislation into being. Wagner and his fellow third-party people who are poor got a bill for $243,000. That is really evil, Stan. To make them pay the court costs, and they challenged this, law in California, this ruling in California. Most importantly, the demographic trends in this country are ominous and do not portend a recovery of liberty. From now on, there's going to be a lot of pressure on the Republican Party to compromise, to offer amnesty to illegals, and that's already happening. Half a dozen big, you know, Republicans, including Lindsey Graham of North Carolina. Anyway, Senator Lindsey Graham is proposing illegal amnesty on behalf of Republicans and every other government benefit they can use to win over this growing benefit-corrupted majority. From now on, it will be almost impossible to keep the Republican Party on its stated mission of a smaller government. So that's what a real concern to me, Stan, is what's happening here in the nation. Let me go on to talk about Wall Street's reaction. They reacted very negative to Obama's reelection, but you need to interpret why. It isn't because they feared Obama's socialism. Most of the big players in the market know that Obama had the backing of the powers that be. What the markets did react to was the knowledge that a wave of layoff announcements was coming. Layoff notices that had been specifically delayed until after the election in order to qualify for government reimbursement of layoff costs. Did you hear about that? I guess I covered that in one of your previous interviews. I covered that in the World Affairs Brief, how the government had offered, kind of secretly, to other big corporations that if you delay announcing your layoffs till after the election, we'll pay your layoff costs. It wouldn't be surprised if major players were shorting the market to take advantage of this, so this downturn will be short-lived. But there were some major layoffs within 24 hours of the election. Hawker Beechcraft announced, Boeing announced a massive layoff, 30% of its management staff. And just incredible. Many, many thousands of people laid off from Boeing as well. U.S. Cellular, Rocketdyne, Brake Parts Incorporated, Wind Systems, Husqvarna, biggest maker of powered garden tools, you know, everybody laying off hundreds of people. Well, there will be more layoffs to come in December, so we're not out of the woods yet, even though I am projecting that because of inflation, that there will be eventually an inflationary mini recovery in the housing market. It has to be because of all the pressures on rentals now, as all the new people joining the economy, all the young people are having to rent, putting pressure on housing. And in fact, a lot of homes now that are starting to move are speculators buying them up for rentals for people. So it's not a true recovery, but it will be a speculative recovery. The next 4 years, what are we going to look forward to with this, with Obama, the globalist puppet, still in the White House? Number one, there'll be renewed effort to overthrow the government of Bashar al-Assad of Syria, which will pave the way for the long-awaited attack on Iran. I predict the U.S. will quickly exhaust the facade of negotiations and start building a justification to attack Iran. Britain will now be more engaged on Syria, and Prime Minister Cameron is already calling for Obama to join in the attack. Number two, a big push to enact UN treaties against small arms. As the Second Amendment Foundation wrote, less than 24 hours after winning re-election, Obama joined with China, France, Germany, and the United Kingdom and more than 150 other governments in supporting renewed debate on the proposed arms treaty. They're going to try to push this thing through.
And we will be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, and this will be the last segment of the program today. Right ahead, Joel.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Joel.
Okay. Well, talking about my predictions for the next 4 years with Obama, talked about this, the overthrow of Syria will proceed, and they'll get very aggressive with Iran. There'll be a push to enact a UN arms treaty against arms in order to bypass our Second Amendment. Because if the Senate does ratify a treaty, it will bypass the Constitution. With 54 Democrats in the Senate, it only takes 12 liberal Republicans to cross over and vote for ratification and give them the 66 votes they need. They don't have that many right now, but who knows what pressure can be brought to bear on compromised politicians. Internationalists have even a greater chance at enacting the dangerous law of the Sea Treaty and a possible international financial transaction tax to boost UN funding for all the radical social and environmental causes it pushes. Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat of California, is already moving ahead to ban all assault rifles, big capacity, high capacity magazines, and pistol grip for assault weapons. More disarmament, of course, will be had with Russia. And there will be more tolerance for China's aggressive meddling in the Western Pacific. Russia's hoping to cash in on Obama's off-the-mic comment to former President Medvedev that after the election he would have, quote, more flexibility in defeating the pesky anti-missile shield Russia knows it is aimed at, aimed at its rockets. Obama will continue his pro-abortion and pro-gay actions over the next 4 years. Americans also rightly fear more violations of their religious liberty, particularly through the Health and Human Services contraception mandate, forcing church-run agencies and charities to provide contraception and medical coverage for abortion to their employees. Number five, Obamacare will be fully implemented, I predict, and only a few favored minorities will be excused. Cost increases will crush profitability and force many insurers to go out of business because of the coverage mandates. Premium
either
price
that
control
or go out of business or move overseas. And that's the big thing. I think more and more of our companies and manufacturing is going to move overseas because of Obamacare.
It's really something. Anyway, premium, I think premiums will have to increase. And, of course, the government will clamp down and create price controls to stop them from raising premiums, and this will give the government excuse to come to the rescue with cheaper government-controlled insurance, the door into full socialized medicine. Millions of doctors, I believe, will retire rather than deal with Obamacare, and health care will then start to be rationed. Number six, go ahead.
But I think the most important thing is this is a program for rationing access to health care and for allowing older people to die, as they do in England today, because they just can't afford to take care of them. I did an interview yesterday with a Brian Gerrish from England, and he confirms the fact that well over 100,000 British citizens are killed every year by the hospitals, which are actively rewarded in England for putting elderly citizens on the pathway to death. This is what they're talking about. In America, this is going to happen in America. And where is the outcry from our citizens? Why, there is none. Go right ahead.
Well, I think the Obama team will also hasten their attack on the national healthcare industry, on the natural healthcare industry, to crush competition to the establishment Obamacare and to make sure people have less options to flee the failing drug-driven healthcare system. Vaccines have become more and more mandated in various professions and schools. You know, it's just incredible, Stan, how the government, you know, you hear all these television ads about these lawsuits that attorneys are fishing for against all these drugs that have these massive side effects that have been withdrawn. And yet the government attacks any supplement that has the least little effect, even though not deadly, and just requires that they be pulled off the market. And yet they continue to approve drugs that are dangerous to people's health. Anybody who buys into this insurance mandate and has and uses this drug-oriented culture is asking for health problems. The establishment medical system simply does not have all the answers. They're great on surgery if you really need it, but so many things can be cured by good nutrition and proper natural alternatives to healing. And I know I'm talking to a medical doctor, Stan, but I'm sure you agree with much of what I said.
I do, absolutely.
I think, number seven, that taxes will rise, especially for the rich, even if the Bush tax cuts are extended. It should be made permanent. You know, at some point in the future, the establishment will have the votes to deny any further extensions of the tax cut. And then we'll all be subject to the dreaded alternative minimum tax as people's salaries, through inflation, start pushing up above the $100,000 level. The unfair estate tax will be back, and the government will start gobbling up all your hard-earned assets at death. And that's just a real shame. I hate that estate tax. Energy costs will rise due to continued restrictions on coal and bogus claims of man's carbon footprint and global warming. Obama's war on coal will cost the nation, with electrical production costs expected to rise from $167 per megawatt to $357 this year per megawatt. And, you know, coal used to fire power plants of 44%, and now they're down to 36%. Number nine, there will be more amnesty granted for illegal aliens. Obama will continue to use executive orders to push through what he cannot pass through legislation. And Congress will do nothing to impeach him for the illegal use of his power. And, you know, nothing was more illegal than his using an executive order to implement this dream amnesty legislation for supposedly young people who go through school. He does not have the power to legislate. And executive orders are only to be used for things within the power of the executive to the executive departments. He cannot legislate to the nation at large with executive orders. And
but
Congress
he doesn't,
does nothing.
And nobody says anything. We have a ruler, we have a dictator, and nobody speaks out.
But remember, it's not Obama who's calling the shots. It is the powers that be behind him. He is merely the puppet reading the script. But with it all, Republicans still control the House, as Chuck Baldwin put it so well this week. They can control all federal spending. If the Republican Party is serious about reducing spending, they have the power to stop it. All monies appropriated for federal expenditures must be authorized by the House. So Republicans should quit crying in their milk and start demanding that the House Speaker John Boehner and the rest of the House Republican leadership start growing.
We're out of time. Talk to you next week. Thanks so much, Joel. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and I certainly wanted to just give you my thoughts on the election. I have the greatest confidence in what Joel says, but certainly my friend Lindsay Williams had said that the establishment had wanted Romney to win. And certainly he said this based upon what he'd been told by a man who is really closely aligned with the establishment. And certainly, well, I never take anything anybody tells me just on face value. So I began reading what Mortimer Zuckerman, member of the Trilateral Commission, CFR, certainly a spokesman for the establishment, was saying, and he was obviously behind Romney. And so Romney loses. And if the establishment was behind Romney and wanted to shift from Obama, who they control, to Romney, what happened? And I've really pondered this for the last couple of days, until it suddenly became obvious that what is the force that is more powerful than the Trilateral Commission and the wicked establishment that controls America? Why, that's the God in heaven. And I believe God has actually brought his judgment upon America by giving us Obama, and there are going to be terrible times. Right now, 40 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends has to be borrowed, and it's only going to get worse. They're going to destroy our currency. They're going to destroy our economy. There are going to be terrible times. There's going to be a war with forces with the Muslim Brotherhood, who we established, once again, creating the best enemy money could buy. America is in for terrible times because America has turned against God. At least that's my interpretation of what's going on, and I rather think that's the only real explanation for what's going on today. Because of the establishment, which really controls the media, certainly had wanted Romney to win, he would have won unless God had intervened. And really, we are living in a difficult world. We're in for difficult times. To understand how it all fits together, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my latest talk, Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that you'll go to the to our website, radioliberty.com, and you can pull down our material there. And you'll read our newsletters, you'll watch our DVDs, you'll listen to our radio programs, and, of course, you can hear our Internet radio programs there 24 hours a day, 4 hours live, and then, of course, you can hear our archive programs. We hope that you'll get this information, that you'll get others to listen, and to begin to understand the true spiritual nature of the battle in which we're engaged today. So if you're out there, we do hope, of course, that you will get this information and help us to disseminate it across America. Because certainly, most people look upon what's going on as a political battle or an ideological battle or a cultural battle, but it is really a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield.
If you have a chance, we did an interview yesterday with Brian Garris. It'll be posted on my website at RadioLiberty.com. That was at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And I suggest you listen to what Mr. Garris is talking about, because he's talking about what's going on in England. But what was really so amazing, and of course we'd never really talked about this before, but of course, what did Mr. Garris say? He said, this is satanic conspiracy. He's absolutely right. We're involved in spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, this was He of whom I said, He who comes after Me is preferred before Me, for He was before Me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.